So after tonight's meeting, where do things go from here?
Well, after tonight, we're going to be meeting tomorrow at 10 o'clock in Concord, and we are going to talk about putting the final report together, talk to some of the commission members a few minutes ago, and what I appreciate is what I'm hearing is that they have valued the input and the feedback from tonight's meeting here in Plymouth, and they want to spend more time than perhaps I thought we needed to come up with the final report.
So that could mean a delay past the December 1st deadline that was initially set up?
No. What I had in my mind was tomorrow we were going to have our deliberations, and then I was going to be able to go finish the report and get it out. What I heard tonight from some of the commission members is that they think we need to spend a little bit more time than what I had anticipated tomorrow. So it sounds like we're going to have a second commission meeting after tomorrow's where we will do the final work on the report. But that I am committed to my deadline, so it's coming out by December 1st.
One of the comments that was made about a possible moratorium on energy projects for a year or maybe longer, has that been considered before by the commission?
Well, that was in the first draft report, and it called for a moratorium on elective projects. And I know Representative Rappaport has actually got legislation already kind of in the hopper to look at that. And as I've said before, we don't need to have the commission make any recommendation on a moratorium that would, you know, we don't need their permission for that. Mm-hmm. So, and obviously we don't because Representative Rappaport's already filed the legislation. So I think for some of the commission members, as you've heard, because they sit on site evaluation committee, that they were concerned about the conflict of interest. So what I'd like to see in the final report is an acknowledgement of their conflict or their kind of concerns about what comes out of the report and how they're supportive of it.
Being that potential conflict being that some of the members of the site evaluation committee are on this commission, is that correct?
Yes. There are some of the agencies and departments who sat on this commission who would either they or somebody in their department would sit on site evaluation. There might be a perceived conflict.
Okay. So so after December 1st, you come up with your report, and then where does it go from there, that final report?
Final report's going to the governor, which would be Governor Lynch, until December 5th. It's going to go to the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate and to the Clerk's Office.
Okay.
And the State Library.